USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is set to resign. After facing a week of intense pressure, Johnson set to announce a statement today from London. As far as why he's resigning, Nigel Farage is a former Brexit Party leader.
Well, there were a series of problems that have been occurring month after month. Unforced errors, in most cases. Things that could easily have been avoided, as opposed to major crises that sometimes get thrust upon leaders. This one is a good, old-fashioned sex scandal.
A grieving community is preparing to start burying their dead as the first funeral for the victim of the July 4th mass shooting in Highland Park, Illinois, is set for Friday. Seven people were killed by a gunman who authorities say fired dozens of rounds from a rooftop during a holiday parade, injuring many others. USA Radio News.
This is an important notice to consumers facing $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or other unsecured debt. You're not required to pay it all back because there are special programs now in effect that will significantly reduce the amount you will owe if you qualify. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. These programs, which the credit card companies like to keep secret, exist to aid American consumers struggling with overwhelming credit card debt by offering tremendous savings and real debt relief. Accredited Debt Relief has established a special hotline for you to call and learn what savings you qualify for. They've helped qualify consumers with over $1 billion in debt and are A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. So don't wait. Get the relief you need during these hard economic times. For this free information, call the Accredited Debt Relief hotline now. Call 800-279-1717. 800-279-1717. That's 800-279-1717.
A new report is showing police in Uvalde, Texas, had three chances to stop an armed gunman before he entered an elementary school where 19 students and two teachers were murdered. State Senator Roland Gutierrez is frustrated by what he sees as a lack of transparency.
Clearly, DPS is not giving us the answers that we need. They are running this investigation along with the district attorney's office.
In one case, an officer with a rifle had the attacker in his sights, but didn't get permission from a supervisor to pull the trigger. The report from Alert Center at Texas State University says officers lost momentum after coming under fire. President Biden is set to award the Presidential Medal of Freedom to a number of notable names. 17 people will receive the nation's highest civilian honor on Thursday. They include the likes of Olympic gymnast Simone Biles and actor Denzel Washington. This is USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
Firefighters are making progress against the Electra fire south of Sacramento, California. CAL FIRE reports it's now 40% contained, and some of the hundreds of people who were evacuated are now being allowed to head back home. Others aren't. And Amador County Sheriff Gary Redman says those empty homes may be tempting to thieves, but he's stepped up patrols to prevent looting.
We've already caught somebody that ran a roadblock and was casing houses up to no good, and he is now in the Amador County Jail, and we will continue to have that zero tolerance in Amador County.
In a speech alongside MI5 leaders in London on Wednesday, FBI Director Christopher Wray sounded the alarm about the challenges China poses to the Western world, from cybersecurity to technology theft, and even election interference.
This spring, the Chinese government went so far as directly interfering in a congressional election in New York because they didn't want the candidate, a Tiananmen Square protester and critic of the Chinese government, to be elected.
A bipartisan pair of senators is calling for an investigation into the Chinese app TikTok, which they allege is being used to steal personal data from the users of the app. Follow us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.